putting the concerns of people here illegally, for whatever reason they're here, they're still here illegally, put those concerns ahead of acting U.S. military, as I said, that would not get their paychecks, or other government employees that would be laid off, American citizens that would be sent home. Is that what I'm seeing? Is that the way it's playing out?
I think, you know, you are seeing, you're observing what a lot of Americans think, but also I would make the point that people in D.C., they often think that, you know, Democrats are just living up to their own promises that they've made to their voters. And they're also saying if President Trump and Republicans say we should save the DACA program and the Dreamers, then why should it get involved and wrapped into another package, a completely unrelated one with government funding? And so they want to extend government funding, but also, you know, save these kids from having to worry that they're going to get deported any day.
And because, well, most of them aren't kids anymore. Let's be square about that. And nobody's really clear as to how old they were when they got here. But the deal is, no, the Republicans, hold on. Republicans aren't going to, you know, bust 11 million people out of the country. That's never going to happen. And everybody knows that. You know that, and I know that. So a deal's going to be reached. But the president's not going to give it free of charge. He wants to end chain migration. He wants to end the lottery. He wants border security beefed up, a wall, if you will. And I say the Democrats are getting everything they want. It looks like the Republicans are getting pretty much what they want in that deal. Why is there no deal?
There's no deal because, you know, both sides don't want to look weak. Republicans control the government, but they seem to be letting Democrats often set the agenda, and Democrats are often winning the news cycle. And so it's uncertain exactly who would get the blame by the public if the government shuts down. And most people, it wouldn't affect their daily lives that much. Maybe they couldn't go to the national parks, but people will still be able to go to work. The economy will come along just fine. And
as
so,
a general rule, though, Daniel, I can say this. I don't think that the traffic at the national parks in January is particularly stiff. I'm just going to throw, I mean,
we're not in the middle of summer. I don't, you know, it's not a, Yellowstone is a great park, but it's not an essential thing for everyone to visit 365 days a year.
Now, for the record, I did snowmobile through Yellowstone once. It was great, but I was one of a few hardy souls. Not a lot of people do it, and I think it wouldn't disrupt too many people. So the truth is, the media makes a big deal out of government shutdowns, but the actual impact, and you pointed this out very well, very little impact on the average person. The average person wouldn't notice at all.
But yeah, that's true, but I would note that it makes the U.S. look weak abroad, given the fact that other countries' governments, they don't shut down usually. They have a set amount of money that keeps government spending and operating fine, and so it makes the U.S. look like we can't even get our own house in order. That's embarrassing, especially at a time when, to be honest, a lot of the country's views of America and President Donald Trump, they aren't the highest. They think that, you know, Trump isn't a good president representing the U.S.
Well, they may think that, but then again, you look at the American economy today, and you have to admit, when we closed about 26,000 yesterday, Apple makes announcements that it's going to pay a $38 billion tax bill, bring home another $30 billion to build infrastructure, hire 20,000 people. This is just the latest in good news from the Trump tax reform bill. I mean, America's doing pretty well overall, it appears to me. And if you look at Korea, the South Koreans credit Donald Trump with kickstarting the talks between North and South Korea. That's now resulted in the Koreans are going to come into the Olympics here in a couple of weeks under a united flag as a united team. And the South Koreans at least credit Donald Trump with that. So, you know, you can pick and choose what you want, but there are some very positive things out there. Is that not fair to say?
Oh, it's definitely, you know, Democrats are making a lot of money who have, you know, stocks in the stock market. A lot of rich Democrats have made thousands and millions of dollars because of Trump's economy. But I think the broader point
stands. So have a lot of retired school teachers and janitors and firefighters, because 55% of America is invested in the stock market. Many of those retirees, many of those union retirees, many of those Democratic voters. Come on now, that wasn't a very fair way to put that, Daniel.
No, but I was making the point that a lot of wealthy Democrats are also making a lot of money, too, and who totally oppose Donald Trump, as well as retirees who have 401ks and IRAs. So, and I was just pointing out the, you know, the hypocrisy of some Democrats blaming Trump for everything when they are able to probably buy a second house sometimes.
Yeah, when they're profiting from it. I get your point. That's a fair point. Daniel Lippman here, a Politico Playbook reporter, talking about the possible government shutdown. Now, you don't think that's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. I think that the impact, if it does, is minor. But as you look farther along 2018, you make a good point. We've been doing this continuing resolution. What is this, the fourth time or fifth time in the last few weeks? It's ridiculous. At some point, we have to get past that because it becomes just tedious to do this over and over, does it not?
Yeah, and also makes the Republican Party, which is, after all, in control of the government, look foolish that, you know, why aren't they spending time reforming different parts of the government or cutting regulation and, you know, passing their promises instead of spending months on end on these continuing resolutions? Like, that does not, you know, last year was not a great year legislatively besides the big tax reform bill for Republicans. They had a lot of trouble with health care. And so if they waste the entire 2018 with these continuing resolutions, the party will not get rewarded in November, which is already looking very tough for Republicans. A lot of senior Republicans view privately the election as going to be a landslide for Democrats, and Trump is going to face a House of Representatives that is going to move to try to impeach him next year. That's just a fact of life.
Yeah,
Democrats can get control.
That part may be true, but I expect that the Democrats will not do nearly as well in the United States Senate. In fact, I think they're going to give up a couple more seats to the Republicans. We'll see if I'm right or wrong. Daniel, greatly appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Daniel Lippman from Politico, everybody. Doom and gloom for the Republicans? I'm not convinced of that yet. How about you? We'll be right back.